Hello, everybody, and welcome in for another episode of Vol Club Confidential, sponsored by the great people at Knoxville Smiles. Make sure you go check them out at KnoxvilleSmiles.com. Coming up tonight on the show, we have Tennessee safety Andre Turrentine. But before we get to him, we bring in Will Crockett of the Volunteer Club. And Will, one game down through Barge Fest. We've had Barge Fest rolling all the way through this week, all the way up through Saturday's game with Alabama.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun this weekend, so we really enjoyed it. We hope everybody that came out did as well. I think it's something that's super unique that you really can't do anywhere else in college sports. So we were excited for this, but now we've got Monday night Old Crow, Tuesday night Rodney Atkins, Thursday night Home Run Derby, the more toe dates. So we're excited to go through the second week of it.
Yeah, get out there and check out that Home Run Derby. I mean, that's got just all kinds of fun written all over it. And you never know. I mean, they may throw Hunter Bedour in the Tennessee River and mess up that hair. Although, I'm not even sure it would move. He's got so much hair product in it, I'm not sure it'd even move. It got wet.
Yeah, at this point, the Tennessee River's flowing pretty good, so it may adjust it just a little bit, but not a ton.
The last time I looked at it, it was like chocolatey brown.
Yeah.
Lastly, we'll get you out the door. The pop-up shop. Tell us about how it's going, what the latest is.
Yeah, so, you know, we're trying to get people down there on Friday nights prior to any home game, but it's open throughout the week as well. It's going really good. You know, it's something that we've just been trying this fall just to try to learn a bit about that. But response has been great. You know, we have coaches and players down there, so if you come by, you'll probably run into one or two.
He is Will Crockett. Before we get to Andre Turrentine, more on Knoxville Smiles.
I'm Tennessee basketball player J.P. Estrella. Let me give you a tour here of the offices at Knoxville Smiles. Dr. Costa is placing implants with a robot, and it's all done digitally. There's no guessing with this since it's all robotic. Dr. Wilco is the newest addition to the office. He loves to research the latest and greatest in technology, so the other doctors go to him for the newest product information and techniques. Dr. Malone is building teeth in the mouth. To him, cosmetic bonding is more like artwork. He does this without cutting your teeth down. It's all about building them up.
Guys, we still have a problem. Y'all have a bigger chair?
Andre, you've been at Tennessee for a few years now, man. I mean, what kind of, how much is you, have you found Tennessee kind of ingrained into you at this point?
I mean, it was home even before I got here. Being an in-state guy, being up here from as early as I can remember, eighth grade, going into freshman year, probably even before then. So just the culture of Tennessee and Tennessee's culture has been instilled in me even before. But now being here 3 years and seeing the culture, being a part of it for real, it's a part of me for sure.
How have you grown on the field?
I feel like I've grown tremendously. I've become smarter as a player. I've become more confident in my skill sets, growing them from off season to camp, from camp to now on to the year. Just leading those guys the best way I can has also helped me grow confidence on the field as well.
You've watched Jalen McCullough up close the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. Now to see him, you know, with getting a pick six for the Rams, mm-hmm. you know, not too long ago, and you know, just doing his thing. Does that mm-hmm. kind of be like, okay, I've watched you do it. Now you're there. Mm-hmm. You know, how do I take that and put me there?
Just being able to understand what it means to be a pro. Jalen, we called him Tank here. He had that approach every day, and the way he came in the building, whether it was game day or whether we just had walkthroughs. So just understanding what it means to be a pro and having that approach every day, it obviously pays off. Being with him, just having a pick six, but even before that, him knowing that he was going to be on the team, knowing that he was going to make the roster, just the way that he approached every day.
Everybody loves game day, right? Mm-hmm. They love the games. But besides that, what's your favorite part of the week? You know, basically Sunday to Friday. Like what is it, or is it training camp? What is it that's not game related that you really enjoy?
Just being every day with my guys, having the opportunity to be in a locker room with them, grow with them, and seeing how that growth translates to Saturday, not only inside the locker room, but having the opportunity to get at those guys outside the locker room to where we can grow together as a group, whether that's just the DBs, whether that's the DBs and linebackers. So just being closer with those guys like Amari Thomas, who plays D-line, who if you didn't play football, you wouldn't expect us to be as close as we are. But someone like Amari Thomas or someone like Keenan Peely, understanding that our relationship is going to allow us to have different perspectives of the game and ultimately make us better.
Do you feel like you've become more of a vocal guy?
it may seem that way outside looking in, but I feel like I've always been a leader from high school, even before high school. I've had the mindset to lead guys. I feel like that helps me better understand what I need to do, being able to lead guys around me. So for this specific team, I've become more of a vocal leader, but I've always been the talker, I feel like.
Coach Banks, what have you enjoyed about him? What do you feel like he gets out of you?
I feel like he strives. He makes me strive for my best every day. I love the way that he calls the game. I don't want to say it's comfortable to me, but I know what I'm going to expect for him. And being understanding the calls that he's going to put us in, understanding what he wants out of those calls, being in this thing 3 years now with him, has helped me as a player, and has helped our defense.
You feel like your personality is similar to his?
Nah.
No?
Nah. Do you think so?
I think, just again, outside my little bit of interactions with you, my interactions with Tim, I mean, you guys, to me, are very business-like. Yeah. Like, I don't think, like, you may be the greatest practical joker of all time behind the scenes, but, like, that's not something we see. You seem facts. Like you're very serious, very business-like. Like, I'm here to do my interview.
Yeah.
I'm here to go to class. I'm here to go to practice, you know.
I feel like his not so much his personality, but his presence as a leader in my life has allowed me to understand the times where I need to be, like you say, more business-like, or to where I should take something more serious than others. My personality allows me to see the fun in all things and allows me to have fun in even the most serious situations. But outside looking in, you might see a more business-like approach, because understanding in those times, we need to have those that mindset.
You started at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
Can I take me through that decision in high school to go to Ohio State, and then what made you want to come back?
So, if you guys all know, everybody remembers COVID. That was my senior year. So I think I had upwards around 30 offers at the time, anywhere in the country I could have went. And just the understanding that I wanted to take myself to a new place, skill set wise, and the understanding of a game. Out of high school, I wanted to go to the highest ranked place possible, the place where I knew I would have a chance to get better and a chance to win. Coming out of high school, calling a spade, Tennessee wasn't at that place.
They weren't where they are now, correct?
Exactly. Yeah. So I took the chance on putting myself in a position where I would think that I would get the best out of myself. After a year there, a lot of my coaches left, and a lot of structural changes inside of that building led me back to here. But once I got in the portal and started thinking about new places to go, Coach Martinez was the first person I talked to, and understanding that relationship with him and building that relationship with him, and also me knowing that this is home for me at the end of the day, and knowing that I want to be closer to my family, and having them have an opportunity to come up to the games and see me week in and week out, that was big for me. So seeing what Coach Hype had here and what he was building and what was transpiring, I wanted to be a part of it. And the first year I got here, we had a hell of a year. So just understanding that and building off of that has brought us to where we are now.
You talk about, you know, being an eighth grader, coming up here, and that type of stuff. Like, what were your recollections of Tennessee football when you were a kid? Like, do you remember your first game you went to? Like, how old were you? Do you remember first time you watched Tennessee football, somebody run through the tee, that type of thing?
I don't know how old I was when I first watched Tennessee. I think the first player I've ever – one of the first plays I ever remember from Tennessee was Juwan Jennings' catch against Georgia.
Yeah.
And then the one against Florida. So just seeing that team, Alvin Kamara, Josh Dobbs, Juwan Jennings, seeing all those guys, I knew that Tennessee had a special place for me. And Juwan Jennings, if you guys didn't know, he's from Oakland, Tennessee. Originally, I was born in Louisiana, but I grew up and was raised in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So I watched him play a few times and watched him play quarterback for Oakland.
At Blackman.
Blackman. And he ended up coming here, and seeing him put on a show on Saturday, it was really something to see.
He's still putting on a show on Sundays.
Yeah,
he was so close to getting that Super Bowl MVP. You know what I mean?
I thought he was going to get it.
He was going to get it if they had won the game.
Yeah, if they won the game, he would have got it. But, I mean, that's the way the game is sometimes, really.
You look at you, Caleb Herring, Elijah was here,
You know, you can go right down the list. Arian Carter. Mm-hmm. A lot of you guys have played for the same 7-on-7 team in Nashville, Tennessee Select. How does that unit, even if a guy like a Dallin Hayden or whoever that didn't end up here but is playing elsewhere, when you look around, you're like, man, Jordan James ran for $163 the other night. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, is it cool to see like all you guys that literally played, you know, from little on up, doing big things?
Yeah, it's crazy to see, and it's very rewarding personally. Even if it's not you, it still feels like that's your teammate. Playing with all of us, we all started. We had no offers. We had no recognition from the country per se as a recruit. So just starting that from, some of us were eighth graders, some of us were ninth graders, and then going through that all together and watching each other grow, get offers, go to colleges, commit to colleges, and then now fight our way into a starting position and then put on a show on Saturday. It's been crazy to see Isaiah Horton, James, Ty Simpson for Alabama, the quarterback. There's a lot of guys, Jordan Dingle, just some of the guys to name. So just seeing all those guys and knowing that personally it's not only my close teammates but my friends that are the prominent players on other teams, it gives me confidence as well.
Do you go and check to see what they did after every game?
Of course, every game I go watch. I go check Miami score. I go check Oregon score, but not for the school, just for those players.
The stats, the Oregon game the other night for, you know, Jordan James was fantastic.
Yeah, he was wonderful through a half. Yeah,
what do you like about the experience here from a student athlete perspective?
I think it's wonderful. We were talking tonight in meetings about being able to do the thing we love first thing in the morning. I love the way the schedule is here, having football first.
Well, me too, pal.
Yeah, so we
wake up. Because I got kids.
So we wake up in the morning, we're immediately to the facility doing the thing we love. So as a athlete, that perspective is wonderful. And it's having an opportunity to be able to do the thing you love in the first thing in the morning is a blessing for anybody. And for the perspective of a student, being able to have a support system to help us through any academic need that we have is wonderful here with the support we have from Chris Johnson and some of the other people inside of academics.
What do you feel like, you know, I guess who are some of the biggest people that have had influence on you since you got here?
That's a tough question, because I'm someone who pays attention to everything, so I pick up nuggets here and there from everyone. But I want to say the people who have had the biggest influence probably been Tyler Barron, Wesley Walker, when those two guys were here. I grew up with those guys. I went to high school with those guys and also played 7-on-7 with those guys on that same team. So I was really close with them. Hendon Hooker and Joe Milton was when those two guys were here, not only inside the locker room, but outside the locker room. I spent a lot of time with those guys off the field and understanding how they approach the game and also how they approach their lives and how that helped them better on Saturdays. So just guys who have high expectations for themselves and understanding that I would be in that position at some point. So just taking their mistakes and also their successes and learning from them.
Now that you're in that position, do you find yourself trying to be like a mentor like those guys were for you?
Of course. Every day, every second of every day, I found myself teaching more than I'm teaching more than I'm doing things myself. I'm putting those other guys in those situations where I've already had to where they can get better and see them in the same way that I see them or Coach Banks sees them, so we can be better as a defense. Guys like Boo Carter, Christian Harrison, guys who play in front of me and play the nickel position, they're right in front of me every play. So I'm telling those guys what to do and what to look for to help them be a better player. And the corners on the edge, they're not old either. They're young. So helping them understand the formations and the splits and stuff and how they can make plays for themselves as well.
What makes you smile?
My life, honestly. I feel like every day we get to do something we dream about doing as children. So being able to be in that position every day is something to smile about, whether you have a tough weekend like we just had or whether you have one of the best weekends of your life like we did 2 weekends ago. I have a strong belief that this game can give and take away any moment. So just understanding that as long as we're still in the game, that is something to smile about.
And he's smiling. Now for more on Knoxville Smiles, let's take a listen to Lance Hurd.
Knoxville Smiles, depending on us to make your smile better. Knoxville Smiles, are you happy with your smile today? Knoxville Smiles, we're all about smiles.
Hey Lance, what makes you smile?
Pancake blocks.
All right, so every week I have the kid pull out his phone.
Yeah.
And I want you to call the one person that you know will answer, that you can count on to answer whenever you call anytime. Mm. We'll put him on speaker.
This is going to be so funny because me, Tyree Weston, Amari Thomas be talking about this all the time in the locker room, about this phone call situation. So,
well, the funny thing is Tyree was on the show last week and he called Omari Thomas.
Did he answer?
He did.
So we're going to call Tyree this time because he says he answers too. So we're going to call Tyree.
We've only had, I think, 1 week where the person had it on Do Not Disturb, which means it goes straight to voicemail, then you got to call right back for it to go through.
Okay, let's see. Okay, he's not on Do Not Disturb. So if he doesn't answer, he just doesn't answer. We're call Tyree. Oh, my God. You're not going to answer. Oh, that's sad. Tyree, come on, man.
We're gonna leave him a voicemail. We're gonna leave him a voicemail.
You want me to leave a voicemail?
Hang I'll on. Do it.
Oh, here you go.
Tyree, it's Austin Price on Andre Turrentine's phone. A week ago, you called Big O. He answered. Andre put you to the test. You didn't answer, which means you failed. Which means tomorrow, and when you do a meeting with Coach G, you don't get to have a seat. You got to stand up the entire meeting.
You got to stand, my boy.
You
got to
stand the whole time. You got to do it. See ya.
Funny. Appreciate it.
Well, that actually was more fun that he didn't answer, just because he was on last week's show.
Me and Owen, Tyree, we talked probably about this last week. I said, when I call one of you two, I said, Tyree answers more than Omari. Omari was like, I always answer. Tyree the one who don't answer. And Tyree, you didn't answer. So, proof's in the pudding.
You got to be careful with Omari Thomas, though. He'll push you down. I mean, like, listen, outside of the kickers, if you had give me and said, I'm going to give you $1,000 to say who would never do that. That would be the last person I'd pick. Nah. They had to have done something to him because he's like the most mild mannered, like good human being there
when
is.
When the helmet come on, it's all fair and
game. I was like,
everything's fair. It's all fair game when the helmet come on.
I like Jabari's take on that.
Yeah, he'd probably say the same thing. He's seen that side of O before too.
So, do you like history?
Yeah,
because I heard you like history.
Best subject. Who you hear that from? It's one of my best subjects. If not my best subject, what, I remember some crazy stuff.
What do you like about history? Like, where does that come from? I'm a huge history guy. Like, I can go to Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. and walk around FDR and MLK and you know, Korean War Memorial and all. I could just sit there and soak that up all day long.
I think naturally for me, I have a very good memory. So like when we were in school, they would tell us random facts. And at the time, I wouldn't really care, but like it would just be in the back of my head. And then if something came up about it in the future, I would just be like, oh, I remember so-and-so. But I think the most interesting thing about history to me, my favorite part of history right now is World War II, just because of how brutal the war was and how unforgiving it was and how similar that is to the game of football we play. As far as like, so if you could think about it from this perspective, you have the D line, the O line, you kind of think of that as the infantry, the trenches, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You got the guys on the back seven and linebackers, they're kind of plug and play. They fill in kind of part of the trenches, kind of part of the back seven. But the back seven, I kind of think of us as like
the Air Force.
Yes. The bombs fly. We got to stop the bombs, all that stuff like that. So just understanding how General Nealon took the aspect of war and implemented it into football, and understanding how that still applies now and how much the game is the same, and even though it's different. So I really am I've really been thinking about that lately with history, but history as a whole, I don't know what about it that interests me.
Was there an early age where you're like, you know, like I can tell you, like, my seventh grade Tennessee history teacher, they don't teach Tennessee history anymore, but Bill Henderson had a huge impact on me. Like, was there a teacher, a history teacher growing up, where you're like, man, I learned so much from that person?
Nah, sorry for being here, Jesus, but I don't. History teacher's kind of weird to me. I don't know. I haven't really.
Do you do a lot of reading?
No, I don't. I just remember stuff like, I don't know. Like, I could tell you what Blitzkrieg is, like a form of warfare. Like, I could tell you random stuff just off hearing it one day in class. But that's just the way that I was about history. But math didn't click like that for me. I don't know why. But history was a subject like that where, I don't know, I just, when somebody told me something, if it was interesting.
Civil War, years of the Civil War. Tell me, you know
them? I don't. 18, I know it's 18-something.
1861, 1865.
This is only 4 years?
Yeah.
It wasn't longer than that?
No.
All right.
John JFK was shot what
1973? 63.
63.
See, 63. I was close.
You're close.
I was 10 years old. I wasn't alive.
You didn't know you were going to get a history lesson tonight.
No, I didn't. You can ask me one more question.
Oh, now you put me on the spot. You put me on the spot here. Now I got to think here for a second.
Give me some.
What president? Man. This isn't necessarily like war related.
Okay.
What president? I'm gonna give you two questions. What president was the interstate system named after?
Thurgood Marshall.
No.
No. Eisenhower. wait.
And what president? What president is responsible for basically all of the national parks? Like. You know, was huge into preserving Yellowstone, Yosemite.
Give me a year.
As early 1900s, late 1800s, early 1900s. Teddy Roosevelt.
I would have got that one. If you gave me like multiple choice, I probably would have got it.
Multiple choice.
Hey, on a history test, hey, I'm going in, but hey, off the top of my head.
If you've got if you're taking the ACT, are you like, I'm just gonna circle C if I don't know?
No, I think about it like more of a ACT? Systematic way than that. I think like it's not gonna be straight C's in a row if I don't know. I gotta like space it out, like put B, D, like just based off how my answers have already been.
Sure.
Yeah, I know that don't make sense.
No, I'm with you. Did you like the ACT, or were you like,
oh, we didn't take it?
Oh, that's right. I got lucky. You got lucky. You're right, because the COVID.
ACT or SAT. I got away.
You just got rubber stamped on in.
Yeah, I got scot free. I don't even know if I would have did good. We did the practice one, and it was. I don't think I did good on it, but I didn't try. I knew it was practice, so I don't know what I would have did, but. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I want to say I'll get a 34, but that's not true.
Give me your Mount Rushmore of food places in Knoxville. Top four.
Ooh, there's this new wing spot, Nappy Wings.
Where's this at?
I don't remember where it is. I think I DoorDashed it. I'm a DoorDash guy. I'd be in the facility doing ball. If I'm at home, I try not to take too much time outside going places. I say Nappy Wings, Ola's. That's over by, it's like past the like Yodel Steakhouse, like all the Yodel way out Steakhouse. There. Yeah. And I'll say Wasabi. It's pretty good. We ate there a couple times. There's a nice steakhouse down the road here. From here, what do you know it's called?
Ruth's Chris?
Nope. It's well, like Brazilian steak.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll try down here.
Yeah, yeah. That, I would say. Brazilians. I don't know how many people are on Mount Rushmore. Is it five?
Four.
Four? All right, Nick.
Hold on a minute. You're a history guy, and you don't know how many people are on Mount Rushmore. Wait a minute here.
Come on, man.
Take me through life as a kid. Like, what was your everyday life like growing up in Middle Tennessee?
Middle Tennessee is a quiet place. It's very family friendly. So every day I was outside, whether I was with my older brother, who's 2 years older than me, or it was by myself. So I was outside shooting basketball or running routes by myself, running with a parachute, trying to get faster, anything I could do. Even though I was young, it had no bearing probably on how I was playing at the time, probably because I was bigger than everybody. But I just love ball, so anything that had to do with a ball, whether it was basketball or football, I was outside doing it. And school was fun early on. I didn't really have too much problems with, like, classes or anything at a young age. I did have a problem with recess. People wouldn't let me on the team because I was too overpowered, as they would say. Like, so we would play. We stopped playing football at a point. We only were allowed to play kickball because it was unfair or something. Some kids would get mad. Then there was one year where we couldn't even, like, play football at all. So
it's because you showed up and you had that beard and you were like 7 years old.
This dude. No, I have no beard, but I was probably like 5'9" in the sixth grade.
So you did all your growing early.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. So yeah, it was pretty cool. High school was really, really fun. Being able to go to Innsworth, it being an hour away was tough every morning. Having to get up and drive at like 5 a.m. but that got me ready for college, getting up real fast. So I'm fortunate to be able to go to a school like that, of that caliber, and learn the stuff I learned there, but also more importantly meet the people who I met there.
I remember talking to Tanner Antonutti,
yeah,
and Jalen King, and both mm-hmm. those guys talked about that drive every mm-hmm. morning, like having to like be so disciplined to yeah. get up, and like mm-hmm. just how, like, you know, that's rough.
Yeah, I know Tanner was out where I was. He was closer than I was to the school, but still pretty far out.
You would have been zoned where? You're Rutherford County, right?
Yeah. We moved right after middle school. But after, like, if I left and went to high school out of middle school, I probably would have been Blackman. But that was before Rockville High School got built.
Yeah.
So I probably would have got rezoned to Rockville High School. But then we moved somewhere else. So I would probably still been at Blackman or Oakland, one of the two.
You'd have been at Oakland.
Yeah, probably. Everybody knows. Everybody know what Oakland be on. They want everybody at their school. So I probably would have been there. I don't know.
What's the biggest thing you've learned about yourself in college? Maybe, you know, like you weren't sure of something in uh-huh. high school, and then you got to college and you're like, you know, I'm good at this. You know, or this suits me.
This is where you can say I'm a like Coach Banks. I don't tolerate, like, nonsense. Like, I'm very I go along with the playing. Like, we can play. I like it being lighthearted. I think that we all play better, or even, like, we have better days when everything's lighthearted and we have fun. But when it comes to something that has to get done, I don't like when it gets played around with. I don't like things taking too much time when they shouldn't. And I don't want to say any questions are dumb, but I don't like dumb questions. So when
my man,
when someone says something and they just say,
and they know the answer to it,
they know the answer. Yes. And they ask the question anyway. Like, that stuff, I'm like, all right, y'all playing with our time. So I think being a leader helped me realize that more. I feel like I was that way in high school when I was a leader as a senior. But when you're in high school, like, either your teammates love football or they don't. Like, they're not finna be receptive to something they don't really care about. When you get to college, everybody has the same goal. So they're receptive whether they like what you're saying or not. So I feel like being a leader has helped me understand how I like to lead, and what how I like the group that I'm leading to receive my leadership.
I retired this question after last season, but I'm so intrigued by your answer, I want to ask it anyways. Jordan or LeBron?
LeBron James. I don't know. His greatness can't be denied. He's just played his first game with his son last night. That doesn't even seem real. Like,
can you imagine if you did that? Like, you know, 20 years from now?
I don't think that's possible in football. I don't know. I guess if Tom Brady had a son had a son while he was in college, and then stayed an extra 2 years, he could have pulled that off. I don't know, but I don't think that's even possible in football.
It is. If you mean, like,
Frank Gore is pretty old, wasn't he?
Yeah, if you had a kid at 18 uh-huh. and you could play till you're 36, and you know,
that kid makes you'd have
to, but that means he's graduating high school, which means you'd have to make it to 40. Yeah. So it's got to be like a position like kicker or quarterback. You don't see there are very few skill guys or offensive linemen that are getting to that point in age, right? Like it's got to be a certain position, probably.
Yeah, I think kicker could get that done. Quarterback maybe. Got to be the best quarterback of all time.
Which means if you're still playing.
So I could see that happening. But basketball, I still didn't think that was like possible. That's very hard to fathom. Even when you look at it now, it's almost comical seeing those two guys. Like, that's literally his son.
And then you got Dalton Connect over there. Like.
Yeah, and seeing Bron still been able to do what he does at this age. Being able to mentor his son while also still playing is just something that can't be denied, not even to mention all the accolades and stats that he has.
We talked about the history stuff, but what's something most people don't know about Andre Turrentine?
The way that social media is, everybody know everything. But
Like, do you have any vices? I mean, a specific video game you like to play? Do you like to travel? Do you like to,
This is a hard question.
When you go to Dollywood, you like to put, you like to get one of those coins that are like odd shape. You put two quarters and a penny in, and it comes out with the logo. Do I have
a hobby? I really now that football season starts, it's really hard to try to think about what it was like when we weren't in season or what I was doing, because I'm pretty much 100% on. When I'm not playing ball, I'm either sleeping. I love to sleep. I will say that's one thing that's kind of odd about me. I love sleeping. I don't take it as a sign of like depression or anything or a bad mood or upset. I love sleeping. One thing. I think a lot of people don't know I was born in Louisiana. I think a lot of people think I was born here, but I was born in Louisiana. And I was raised there until Katrina, which is ironic because we have hurricanes happening right now. But yeah, I was raised there until Katrina, and then that's when I moved to Tennessee.
But you basically been here the whole time, outside of a few years. How old were you? Were you born?
2002.
Okay, so you were 3 years old.
Yeah, I was three.
Do you remember anything about it?
Yeah, I actually do.
Are all your grandparents and stuff still down there?
Yeah, most of my family is still in Louisiana or Texas, Houston. A lot of people from Louisiana went to Texas after the hurricane and stayed there. So either one of the two. I do remember. I remember coming back into our house and it being completely filled with mud, because we lived in Slidell, so I don't think it was directly hit, but we got a lot of mud damage. And then I remember going to Atlanta during the actual hurricane, but that's the only thing I remember. Yeah, literally, that's the only thing I remember.
How do you get this team where they want to go at the end of the year?
We got to be elite competitors every day. We got to understand that we shouldn't take anything for granted. Understanding literally what I said earlier, how fast this game can give and how fast it can take away. Being at a spot where we were 2 weeks ago in Oklahoma, or 3 weeks ago, where we're feeling like we're on the top of the world, understanding how fast that can flip due to only minute details. So understanding how much more detail we need to be, understanding in what ways other teams are going to try to attack us, and understand that we need to correct our mistakes, and knowing that it won't be perfect. Like, they will win some of the one-on-ones. They make plays, too. They're in the SEC as well. But understanding the rest of the games are SEC games, with an exception of one. So understanding that the rest are SEC games, understanding that the sense of urgency has to increase.
Well, what we learned tonight, he likes to sleep. He likes history, at least we think he does. And he doesn't like dumb questions. Hopefully you didn't get many of those tonight, my man. We appreciate the time.
Appreciate it.
Be careful, okay? Of course. Thank you.